for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Go ahead and let your toe tap. Go ahead and skip your way across the kitchen. Go ahead and put a little grin on your face, because now you're at my house, Rosie on the House. And there is no anxiety at Rosie on the House. I want you all to breathe in through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and there you go. Doesn't that make you feel a little bit better? If you're carrying excess anxiety into this weekend's broadcast, now's the time to let it just melt away. Just ignore it. You're at my house. We're going to have some fun. And we're going to talk about your favorite topic, you and your house. How could you beat that? If you'd like to join the conversation anytime in the next 2 hours, we take all questions about home ownership, home maintenance, and home repair. For Arizona homeowners, from Nogales to Page, from Alpine to Bouse, and every place in between, we'll get you covered. We cover the airwaves over several radio stations. If you'd like to call, do not call the station you're listening to. Call the 1-800 number, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Any problem, dilemma, or project you're trying to tackle around your house? Let us put our 45 years of Arizona home building and remodeling in Arizona all to work for you. It's our goal every Saturday morning to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we do that by melting away your fears and anxieties about life. All right. We're going to be talking this particular hour about appliances. So we brought in some real experts on the topic. And in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the upcoming holiday season and home hospitality. You want to know why your septic system or your waste system only backs up over the holidays when you have guests? Well, I'm going to tell you. But that'll be in the 10 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. Right now, we've got some experts in studio live this morning talking about appliances in, out, and through your house. We've got the team. Anthony.
Good morning.
Are we going to go by Hussar today or Honest Appliance Service,
well, you know,
Sales and Repair?
It's kind of fun for me because we really hadn't made up our mind, but Romy kind of made up our mind.
Okay.
We were toying with all kinds of things like, you know, has our service met your expectations, or, you know?
Or I was thinking more of like, have Hazar help you with your hazard appliances?
Okay, all right.
You know, and or maybe Hazar is hiring, but, you know, Romy kind of helped us decide it's Hazar.
Okay, all right. Anthony Chavez, owner of Hazar.
That's correct.
And that's a recent name change. You've been known since you opened as Honest Appliance Service Sales and Repair.
Actually, it was Honest Appliance Service and Repair.
Okay.
But we went through a rebranding to add sales. So the acronym is Honest Appliance Service Sales and Repair, correct.
And you've brought two of your subject matter experts here in the studio, Jeremy Crosby and Arthur Coleman. Guys, thanks for coming in and joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And if I can kind of guide the conversation, I spend a lot more time in the kitchen, I will confess, than I do in the laundry room. So
that would be like zero as compared to 50%.
Yeah. So, so dishwashers have always been a pet peeve of mine. We do a lot of cooking. I'm from a large family. My mother always did a lot of cooking. And it's been my position that regardless what manufacturers tell you, they don't make a dishwasher. You don't have to rinse the plates and spoons and cups and glasses first. And that got drilled into me, one, by the belt of my grandfather, who hit in his mind back in the 60s and 70s, living with him at his house, the dishwasher was for sanitizing. It was not for cleaning. Now, where do you guys stand on that? Is there a dishwasher that I can literally dump from the table to the dishwasher and expect them to come out clean?
The answer is no.
Okay.
However,
no wonder he likes you.
However, when my wife Linda and I first started down the appliance road, her and I had the exact same debate. And her answer is, you do not need to rinse your dishes. So we actually put it to the test. Now, here's why I said no. You do want to scrape all of your solids. Anything bigger than, say, a piece of rice, it might handle a tablespoon of rice, but it absolutely do not need to rinse them. As long as you use the hot wash feature and you deal with some of the hard water issues that have come up, she proved it to me. You can scrape garbage disposal or trash, load, and go. It works.
You're happy with that?
She proved it to me.
Tell me what dishwasher Miss Linda has at her home.
Bosch.
Okay, all right. You know, Jennifer and I just recently had to replace a dishwasher that the one we replaced had to be 15 years old at least.
Yeah, it was still running, just all the inner parts fell apart. So, you know, the racks were too bad to replace. And
so we went on what I considered a fairly extensive shopping, and we were at the Builder Show in Las Vegas. And we divide and conquered. I said, well, you go look at brand 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll go look at brand 5, 6, 7, 8. And we had been in a KitchenAid for 15 years and was happy with it. But boy, when I shopped the Bosch line this time, I went in whole hog. The 800 series with the crystal dry, the sanitizer. I mean, it's a long cycle. It's a 3-hour cycle. But boy, they come out dry, they come out clean, they come out sparkling. And I put it to the test, and it's as good as any dishwasher I've ever put to the test.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they're extremely quiet because I like to diagnose dishwashers by how they sound. You can hear the water swooshing, hear the motors.
Okay.
With Bosches, you can't hear them.
You can't diagnose them by ear?
You can't diagnose them by ear. You got to get a stethoscope in there to like, okay, is it running? Is this thing on?
So, yeah, I always really have to like look them. At that little red light it puts out on the floor to see if it's on or not. It is very nice.
And the new racking systems that they have. And then again, that crystal dry, I think, is awesome when you're running it and you don't have to dry the dishes to put them away. They're not sitting with little reservoirs of water on the bottom sides of the cups and stuff. So I've been I've really been happy with my Bosch. I really have. It came down to Bosch or one other brand, but it was really that crystal dry feature that and the silence, because our kitchen is a live-in kitchen. We have an island that's 11 feet long.
And some cats don't like the little red light, but other
yeah,
than
right,
that,
right. Yeah, you got to stick your foot under there just to know if it's running or not. Exactly. So I've been happy about that. If you've got a dishwashing story, feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. When y'all are out on dishwasher service calls and it's not cleaning, generally speaking, I will tell people, the next load, put in half as much soap and see if you're happy.
The real secret to Arizona's hard water is a citric acid detergent additive, because with some of the changes in the power and the less water, it doesn't have enough power to wash out the hardness that's in the water. And then they also, mandated the removal of phosphates from detergent, which kind of magnified the situation. So when I first ran into this, it took me a while to figure out what was going on. But when the product LimiShine came out, I started to experiment, and I discovered about a dime size or a half a teaspoon of LimiShine with one of the better detergents. You'll find pretty much across the board, it's not only going to make your dishes shine, but it's going to keep your machine from turning white. And that's the best solution I found is to add a citric acid powder with your detergent.
Every load.
Every load.
Okay.
Oh, we pretty well do that.
Yeah, I really like that product. And I don't like using rinse aids. Do you? How do you feel about those?
You know, rinse aids, it's interesting. They're kind of like Rain-X on the windshield of your car. There is a value in it because especially plastic dishwashers, the oil will cause a tremendous amount of beading. And every single one of those beads is a lot of water to dry. Also, if there's hardness in the water, there's where your spots come from. But which rinse aid does matter because there are different qualities of rinse aid. But the best rinse aid out there, it's a finished product, Jet Dry. It will actually stop the beading, so therefore more water goes down to the drain. It's actually about drying, not about rinsing, because more water goes down the drain, less water to have to dry.
Well, with a water softener and LimaShine, I don't feel like I even need the other product. But if you have hard water, you probably really want to use it.
So that's your load on dishwashers. Anything else we need to go before we leave the kitchen
Actually,
dishwasher?
There is one more thing. In the blog that posts, being in Arizona, maybe I never got to witness this, but Arthur brought to my attention something that is very interesting. And Arthur, maybe you can elaborate?
Yes. Well, the idea is that when the water goes into the dishwasher, you really want it to be at least 115 degrees. Some manufacturers actually have a thermostat in the dishwasher that if the water coming from your faucet is not 115 degrees, the heater does not come on for wash, but it will come on for drying.
Mm. And we're going to need to take a little break, but when I get back, I want to talk about the definition of true sanitization. Because I think people are misled by what will and what won't truly sanitize a eating utensil. More on that when we get back with the team from Hussar.